Good evening. We are so excited and privileged to be here. You may sit down. Thank you so much. And tonight I want to share a message with you, and it's called, God doesn't call you by your shame, but he calls you by your name. God doesn't call you by your shame, but he calls you by your name. And in 2 Samuel chapter 9, there is a story about a boy that was born in the royal family. Anybody here that would love to be born in the royal family? I know that Pastor Sarah loves royalty. When I look around this church, it looks like royalty. That's what a palace looks like, the gold, the special details. You know, I'm originally from Belgium. I was born and raised there, and we have a king and a queen. But in America, we have a president. And when you grow up, most girls would love to be a princess, right? This morning, I dressed my girl. She said, look at me, mommy, I'm a princess. That's the girl's dream. Can you imagine being born in the royal family? This boy was born in the royal family. His father was King Saul. His grandfather was King Saul. And his father was Jonathan. But when he was 5 years old, his grandfather lost his throne, and there was a war, and there were problems, and his babysitter picked him up, and she accidentally dropped him. And the boy that didn't do anything wrong became paralyzed. And that is a picture of many people today. Many people today, they have been dropped. And many people that have been dropped didn't do nothing wrong. Somebody that had to take care of them dropped them. Somebody that was in charge of them dropped them. Maybe their mother dropped them. Maybe their father dropped them. Maybe an uncle sexually abused them. Maybe somebody at church did you wrong. Maybe a school teacher told you they were stupid and you were never going to do anything good. And when I look around, there's so many people that have been dropped. They themselves didn't do something, but they fell through the cracks somewhere. And they became paralyzed. Not paralyzed on the outside like Mephibosheth, but they became paralyzed on the inside. And maybe you're here today and you too, you were dropped. When I look at my life, my father left my mother when I was 2 years old and my sister was 6 months old and we were And Mephibosheth was dropped. He became paralyzed. And the Bible says that he moved to the wilderness, to Lodivar. And when you look at the word Lodivar, the name of the city, Lo means no, Divar means words. He moved to a city located in the wilderness, and the city was called No Words. What does the devil want you to do when you have been? Keep quiet. Don't tell nobody. You suffer silently. And Mephibosheth lived in this wilderness where everything was dry, nothing was growing. Can you imagine being a descendant of the royal family? And the Bible says that he called himself a dead dog. Being from the royal family and calling yourself a dead dog, you must be really in a bad situation. But sometimes when we have been dropped, we wake up in the morning and we look in the mirror and we say, you dead dog, you ugly, you fat, you this, you that, you You know, we know how God created the world by words. You know how we get our healing by. Now, the devil zipped his mouth up to have no words and to be in self-pity and complaining and self-pity. And that's what happened to many people. When we have been dropped, we retrieve into a place of self-pity, complaining, nagging. You know, some women, they nag all the time. Man, I'm telling you. Some men, they are cool, cool, cool. And then suddenly, bam, something burst out. Mephibosheth lived for years in Lodebar. Now, when we read in the Bible, in 2 Samuel chapter 9, a new king came in Israel. His grandfather lost his throne, and a new king came in Israel. And it says, verse 1, 2 Samuel 9, verse 1, and David said, there was a new king, King David, is there yet anyone that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And the word here, kindness, means covenant love. Covenant love. Pastor, come. Hey, sweetie. Beautiful. Come. King David had entered into a covenant with Prince Jonathan. And that covenant said, I have your back. Do you have my back?
I have your back.
She's the sweetest. That's why I picked her, because I know she will have my back if I'm in trouble. I have your back. Do you have mine?
I have your back.
There you go. Dad. Was what it meant in the Old Testament to have a covenant. And in the Old Testament, farmers did not go in covenant with farmers. And soldiers did not go in covenant with soldiers. But soldiers entered into covenant with the farmer. Why? If you're the soldier, I'm the farmer. If you're in trouble, soldier, come and eat at my house. But if I need some protection, are you going to come and help me out? I have your back. They had each other's back. They went into covenant to exchange strength to cover their weakness. Now, Mephibosheth's dad entered into a covenant with a king, King David. But I want to tell you, that the day that you got born again, any born again believers here? Any born again believers here? You got into a covenant, not just with a king, but with a King of Kings. And his name is? His name is? His name is? It was not an exchange from you got my back, I got your back. No, he paid it. Oh, he paid it all. He gave it all for us. When he gave his blood, the powerful blood of Jesus, when he died on that cross, he made a covenant available for you and me. And when we say yes to God, when we say yes to Jesus, we enter into a covenant that is so powerful, that has everything covered. Your health, your finances, your psychological being, your mental being, your spiritual being, your physical being. It encompasses it all. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Now, Mephibosheth lived in the wilderness in Lodebar. in self-pity, in complaining, in suffering, and being beaten up, and not being able to walk, and having someone else clean up after him, serving them, taking him to the bathroom, doing all kind of stuff. Imagine how hard. You know why he lived there? Because he did not know that his father had a covenant with the king. And I have met many believers that live in Lodivar, that live in the wilderness. Why? Because they do not know the power of the covenant that they have with Jesus. If all of us would know the power of that blood covenant, of what he did when he died on the cross, there would be no defeated Christians. We would walk in victory. We would lift up our hand and know who we are in Christ. But many Christians live defeated just like Mephibosheth in self-pity, complaining, nagging, angry, furious, because we do not realize of the blood of Jesus, the power of the covenant you made with the King of Kings. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was one of the house of Saul, a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him into David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I might show him the kindness of God?" Means covenant love. And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he's in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house. Now, King David is talking to Ziba, his servant, and he tells him, "Is there still anybody alive of the house of Saul?" And he says, "Oh, yes, sir, there's still somebody there back in the wilderness." And, you know, Mephibosheth couldn't walk. So Ziba goes to the wilderness. He has to pick up Mephibosheth. He has to help him to bring him where he belongs. And I want to tell you, when Jesus went to heaven, he said, "I am not going to leave you, but I'm going to send you another one, one of the same kind. He's going to be your, just like Ziba was sent to the wilderness. You too, you got to help her. If you feel in the wilderness today, if you feel lonely, if you feel sad, if you feel depressed, if you feel down, if you feel like calling yourself a dead dog, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here to help you. The Holy Ghost is here to help you. You have a helper, and he will pick you up and bring you where you belong. Mephibosheth was brought from the wilderness, and he was given a seat at the royal table. Do you know that there's a seat for you at the royal table, where you can take your place as royalty, and royalty destroys every inferiority? You are royalty. You're a king, you're a queen, you're a prince, you're a princess, and it's time you start living like royalty. Say, "I'm royalty." Come on, sit on up on your chair. Give me a smile. Show me some royalty tonight. Say, "I'm royalty." I'm royalty. And royalty destroys every inferiority. It's time we take our place in Christ. We have been seated with Christ in heavenly places. We don't come from a position of losers, but we come from a position of winners in life. There's a seat for you at the royal table. It's time you go sit on it and you have confidence in who you are in Christ. You are loved, you're accepted, you're born to win, you're a victor, you're not a loser. Oh, when people see you, they should say, man, that woman is there. She has something special. Man, that man, when you see him, he's a winner. I like to be around him. Why? I know who I am in Christ. There's a seat for you at the royal table. And at that table, can you guys imagine a table? You had the whole royal family. And Mephibosheth was given back all that he had lost. All the land, the money, everything. He got servants. Everything that he had lost, he got back. And maybe you have been dropped. And you felt like you've lost. I want to tell you, he will give you back what you have lost. Now, if you guys see here a table, when they sat at the table, they could not see that Mephibosheth was paralyzed. And the same as with the grace of God. The grace of God covers where you have been paralyzed, where you have failed, where you were hurt when someone failed. I want to tell you, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I had to let go of the hurt and the pain from being trapped. And today I can stand here and sit here and say I'm royalty. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive them. Forgive them. Not for them, but for you. Because if you don't forgive, that's where you're going to stay. And that's where you're going to live. But if you choose to forgive, we say the sky is the limit, but the sky is not even the limit. With God, all things are possible. God doesn't call you by your shame, but he calls you by your name. Can you tell me your name? God bless you.